Regional elections in Italy were a setback for Matteo Salvini, leader of the populist Northern League. He had hoped to win a big victory in Emilia-Romagna, but did not.
The German cabinet agreed to cut the country's greenhouse gas emissions to 55% of their level in 1990 by 2030. The plan aims to end reliance on coal by 2038. However, it undermines its own objectives by also shutting all nuclear plants by 2022. Coal mining regions are to get some €40 billion, that's $44 billion, in compensation. The Nationalist Alternative for Germany Party, or AfD, had been making electoral gains in such places.
Britain prepared to leave the European Union on January 31st, after the European Parliament signed off Boris Johnson's Brexit deal. It has taken 3 years of political instability and three prime ministers to move Britain into a transition period with the EU so that the details of separation can be finalised. The focus now shifts to a trade deal, but there are clear disagreements over regulation, for example, that are unlikely to be resolved within just 11 months.
The Labour Party in Britain has learned little from its drubbing in December's election, its worst result since 1935. The party's ruling committee absolved Jeremy Corbyn, its leader, of any blame. Labour MPs on the campaign trail and post-election polls found that Mr Corbyn was by far the main reason voters were turned off by the party.
The largest party in Peru's Congress lost most of its seats in an election. Popular Force, a centre-right party led by Keiko Fujimori, the daughter of a jailed former president, won just 7% of the vote. This boosted the current president, Martin Vizcarra, who dissolved Congress in September because it failed to enact anti-corruption reforms, as Fujimori returned to jail amid an investigation into allegations of illegal campaign funding.
Jeanine Añez, Bolivia's interim president, announced that she would run for the presidency in May. A conservative former senator, she became president after Evo Morales quit in November. Critics of Ms. Añez says she should not run for office while also an interim president, overseeing the election.
Conservationists spotted three Bolivian Cochrane frogs, the first time they have been seen in 18 years. The internal organs of the vividly green frogs are visible through their abdomens, and they weigh less than 100 grams, that's 3.5 ounces. They were spotted in Carrasco National Park near Cochabamba, the site of a hydroelectric dam that is under construction.